Hello, welcome to another episode on Through My Eyes. It's nice having you back again. It's nice having you coming back here. You know, we always grow from our mistakes. We grow from correction. So I still want your comments. If there's anything you think I should improve in, please send me an email at wilberforcesusuti58@gmail.com. wilberforcesusuti58@gmail.com. So today we'll be talking about youth and peer pressure, social media, and intimidation. So I've been in a situation, or I've been around people that when they go online, they go into social media, they see people and then they'll be like, God, when? They'll start wishing that they were that person. But my dear, you can never be that person. Don't let what they wear intimidate you. Don't let the car they drive, or rather the cars they drive, intimidate you. Don't let the phones they hold intimidate you. Don't let everything about them intimidate you. Rather, keep on being you. Everything will fall in places. The stars shall shine on you. This life, we just have to be us. And I just have this to say. You can never be somebody. You can only be you. You can only be blessing. That is you. You can only be grace. That is you. You can only be Farouk. That is you. Your name is who you will be, because God has a plan for you. Sorry, I'm being all this holy, all this churchy, but then I'm just stating the facts. Yeah. So just keep on being you. They'll be like, you hear youth, teen, and everything. Teenagers also fall into this class. They'll be like, I want to drive Benz. I want to hold Chanel. I want to wear Gucci. But then, what will you achieve when you wear all these things, when you have all these things? That's when you see youth and teenagers go into drug smuggling, prostitution, they go into stealing, they go into taking drugs. You can only hustle to pay bills. That is what is acceptable. You cannot hustle to be who you see on social media. Who are you trying to impress? Yourself or other people? You can only impress yourself. And then you see people, you see them going into depression. You see their lives ending. And then that money that they're supposed to, because I've seen people who use their money, or rather their school fees, to do something else, because they want to copy somebody, because they want to be somebody. But my dear, those pictures you see on social media, there's always a story behind it. Yes, there's always a story behind it. There's always a story behind that Chanel bag you see her holding. There's always a story behind that Gucci shoe you see her wearing. There's always a story behind that Louis Vuitton she's holding. Not every smile is genuine. So don't pressurize yourself, because yourself, there are plenty things yourself can do. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. There are plenty valuable things that you can do rather than copying somebody. Social media is the biggest, when I mean the biggest scam of all times. Somebody can be happy on social media, but then deep within that person's heart, don't be like, this person is my mentor because this person is wearing this, because this person have this, because this person is this. This be like, this person is my mentor because I want to learn from this person, because I want my career to be like this person, because I want to be happy like this person. Don't pick a mentor because of what your mentor has, because of what your mentor wear, but pick your mentor because of the knowledge, because of what you gain from that person. Be happy. That person you see on social media, that person you see, that fine picture that you see, that person, that fine picture that you see, don't be surprised, you'll be able to feed that person. It's not by snapping pictures, it's not by posting fine pictures, because I can borrow Louis Vuitton bag to snap picture. I can just go and stand close to a Benz. I can borrow a Gucci shoe or a Louis Vuitton shoe to snap picture. I can borrow a Louis Vuitton clothes to snap picture and then return it later. I can borrow an iPhone to snap picture and return it later. You will never know. You just see pictures and be like, this girl don't blow. I want to be like this girl. Please, don't be like that girl because of what she's, because of her wealth. Don't be like that boy because of what he's wearing. But be like him or her because of what you gain from that person. I've seen a celebrity that agreed that yes, she borrowed a cat to snap picture. What did he remove from her? Nothing. She's just happy. No matter your situation, no matter how you are, be you, be happy. Don't go into depression because you don't have this, because you don't have that. Be happy because of what you have, and don't be surprised the tables might turn. Be you. I repeat again, be you. Don't be like anybody. Like I said before, send in your comments, send in your review, and you can tell me what you want me to talk about in my next episode. You can give me a topic and I'll gladly accept. Once again, thank you for being with me. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope I have impacted something in your life. I hope that you continue being you. I hope you start being you. Thank you. Bye.